This is PolitiFact Florida. I am Steve Newborn. A new law was just signed by Governor Rick Scott that says starting in July, any city or county that wants to enact an ordinance to make private beaches public will have to go through the courts. So a public advocacy group is trying to splash a little cold water on that. For Our Future Florida is tweeting that the governor, quote, just signed a bill that could make most of Florida's beaches private. So let's pack our coolers and umbrellas and take a trip to the sparkling white sands with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I got my suntan lotion, Allison. Allison, I know there's a lot of confusion about this new law, but would this make more beaches off limits to most people?
That's a really good question, and I think that's what's on everybody's mind. But really, we don't know what's going to happen as far as public access on these private beaches. We don't really know how private owners are going to react to the law's passing. So this soundbite from For Our Future Florida really rests on the notion that private beach owners will use the law to limit public access. But we really don't know how they'll react, and we don't know how local governments will go about enacting ordinances and if they'll really go through all these steps. There's really a lot we don't know here. But I think the really important thing to know is that more than half of Florida's beaches are already privately owned. So the laws that Scott just signed isn't going to turn beaches that are public now over to private ownership. Really, what it's going to do is make it harder for local governments to adopt an ordinance that is premised on this customary use. It's a term that's been thrown around a lot in these conversations, but it's basically the idea that we as citizens have the right to go on private beaches, given the fact that those beaches have been open for the public for years and years. There's really a historical precedent for people using those private beaches.
Just a little clarification here. Now, it's public up to the high water line on the beach, right? So you could walk along the beach anywhere, right? Up to the high water line where the sand stops.
Yeah, private ownership extends to the high water line. So the line where when the tide is going in and out, that's the high tide water point. So you could still technically walk along the coast of the beach and you would never be in private territory. The tide could be far out and far in. So it really is a moving target. So starting July 1st, local governments that seek to adopt an ordinance that is premised on this customary use rights must first notify all owners of the land that might be implicated and then file a proceeding in court. And then the court will decide the question whether the public has customary use rights in that specific area. Now, before this law was passed, local governments could adopt ordinances guaranteeing the public's access through normal procedures. They didn't have to petition the courts and have the courts rule on this. So really, this new law is going to create an extrajudicial hurdle for local governments looking to guarantee public access on private-owned beach property.
All right, next up, Florida Republicans have unveiled a website that portrays the Democratic U.S. Senator Bill Nelson as a do-nothing career politician. The website No More Nelson, which is sponsored by the Republican Party of Florida, said out of 860 bills he's introduced in Congress, only 10 have passed. Now, Allison, this just happened to coincide with Governor Scott's announcement that he's taking on Nelson in November. So this isn't so cut and dried, is it?
No, this is a really complicated claim to sort through here, and we ended up rating it mostly false. So our review found that Senator Bill Nelson has not sponsored many bills that have became law. That's true. But the simple pass-fail ratio admits other ways in which members of Congress can influence legislation, whether that be by amendments or just presence in Congress. And there are also significant problems with the GOP's choice of words and numbers. I can go through so many examples of how this count is a little off. For example, they referred to the 860 count as bills, and less than half were actually bills. The remainder were amendments or resolutions. The tally includes duplicates for when Nelson introduced the same or similar bills, and they really should have been more precise in the second half of the claim. The party said that only 10 bills from Nelson have passed, But those were actually the 10 measures that made it into law. There's a broader category of legislation that passed one chamber even if it didn't become law. And so by that count, Nelson had about 77 measures that passed the Senate and 7 that passed the House. So there's really so much we have to think about in this count. It's really not a surprise that a politician's legislative scorecard invites this type of analysis. But really, the takeaway is woefully flawed. There are so many things you have to explain in order to understand this 860 number and this 10 number.
Right. Plus the fact that Nelson served under 2 Republican presidents as well. So he was an opposition party member.
It doesn't really take into account the kind of backlash or just the resistance that Nelson might have met when he submitted any bills. And then measuring the number of laws per member is really a terrible way to assess a person's success in Congress. Like we said, there are other ways that Nelson or any other member can exert influence on legislation. You can co-sponsor bills, you can support amendments, you can give floor speeches that speak to a certain bill that maybe you're not sponsoring but you believe in. So really, this count is not a great way to measure Nelson's success either.
All right, this looks like it's the first salvo in what's shaping up to be a very interesting campaign, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of interesting claims from the Senate race, and this is just one example.
All right, Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for enlightening us on things both in Washington, D.C. and at our local beach.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to do it.